I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski. Thanks for joining me again this week for Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. This is our business podcast, which is an offshoot of our very successful Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. And here we talk about all things business, but mostly we talk about the client experience. And if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I will harp this always. But there are two vantage points that I want you to get from the client experience standpoint and what you're going to hear all about here in this space. One is we always want to highlight how we can massively enhance customer value for our clients, whether they're paying us or not. I think that's a huge point to make here. And number two, we really always want to be highlighting the actual transformation or change or result that we actually help our clients get, because ultimately that's why people buy. But today I'm going to deviate from this a little bit. And all year long, I've really been on a theme about retreats and events. And all year long, when you've had me to listen to, it's really been around this concept. And I'm doing that very strategically. But the truth of the matter is that I really believe retreats and events are a huge opportunity for you as a business owner, not just to help position your personal brand in a very unique way, but because it's something I think the public really wants. You've heard me talk a lot about the opportunities that travel and being in a protected container with other people can do for your, not just your business growth, but your personal growth too. But what I want to talk about today is something a little different. I actually had an opportunity to be a participant on a very high-end bougie business retreat last week. It was in Paris, France, or just outside of Paris, France. And it was hosted by a colleague of mine, Erin Haig, who her company is called Luxury and Business Retreats. And so this event was really designed for retreat professionals. This is really the work that she does in the retreat space. And she and I connected last year. I'm going to tell you a little story about how we met and sort of how this came to be and why I decided now was the time to do this for myself. I really think that for retreat leaders everywhere, you must give yourself an opportunity regularly to go on retreats. You can't wait till the time is right. You can't wait until things settle down. You can't wait for all the perfect things to line up so that you can step away from your business. You have to be willing to do it regularly. You have to invest in yourself if you're going to be asking people to invest in you. So last year, I was part of an online retreat summit. It was put on by another colleague of mine, and she assembled, and the focus was actually on retreats. And a colleague of mine shared this event with me who had seen it advertised in a Facebook group and thought, this is something she sent me the link to it and said, this is something I think you might want to apply to be a speaker for, because as you know, we do a lot of retreats over here at CU Fitness and the Allison K Agency. So I took a look at it. I thought, well, this looks like a really good opportunity, not just to speak about a subject that I'm really passionate about, but to really engage and meet other retreat professionals. Because regardless of what your industry and niche is, what you really want to always be thinking about as a business owner is how can you connect with more like-minded people, more people who are in similar roles as you, who have similar business models as you, who talk with and are in front of the same type of client as you, and not because it's a competition, right? Far from it. It's actually about building relationships and collaborations with other professionals. This is one of the things that we teach you when you work with us at our agency on what we call the rule of three, which is our strategy to help you build a viable online presence, one that really helps you not just connect with people and build a following, but actually attract the right clients to you so that you attract people who are ready to buy versus just ready to consume whatever free content you're putting out there. So I decided to become a part of this event last year. I applied, I was accepted. There were a number of different topics I was asked to speak on. And what I chose to talk about was really what makes a retreat different And how do you come up with what we call the retreat promise, which is the actual thing that people buy when they go on a retreat? Now, I've said this a million times, and I'm probably going to say it a million more, so bear with me here. Here's the thing about retreats, is that people don't buy the beautiful location. They don't buy the private chef. They don't buy the house. They don't buy all the deliverables. They don't buy the checklist of here's what you get with your investment. They buy the result that you're promising you're going to deliver while you're on retreat. Okay? It's really as simple as that. The other things are important. The other things do account for something. But at the end of the day, that's not what gets people to buy. People buy because they want the outcome. They want the result of what it is that you're going to be offering on your retreat if you're a retreat leader. So once we finish with this summit, and I usually make a point when I'm in a summit to connect with the other speakers. It's just part of my process. We do this with all of our podcast guests too. So for those of you listening who've been on our show, you know that at one point or in time, you've probably gotten an email from me with my calendar. And I do that very intentionally because I believe there's always a way that we can help each other. And service and generosity are two of my core values. Super, super important to me to do what I can, not just to be a good partner, but to do what I can to be of service to you, regardless of if you decide to work with me or use our agency at all or come on a retreat with us. So anyway, Erin and I connected on a call and we talked a little bit about, it was kind of a meet and greet. What do you do? Here's what I do. And we decided that we would figure out a way to support each other and maybe work together in the future. So Erin does a lot of really cool masterclasses on, you know, her retreat process, how to price it for profit, how to run effective, you know, Facebook and Instagram ads if you're using that to build leads and to build your email list. She also does a masterclass on retreat legalities, which obviously isn't a really sexy subject, right? But it is something that we have to be aware of. It's just the world that we live in, especially in the United States. We live in a very litigious society. So you have to really have your T's crossed and your I's dotted if you're going to do retreats in a safe and effective way. So, and she does a lot of these masterclasses throughout the year. So after the Connect call, I sort of got on her radar and I got one of her freebies. I forget exactly what it was, but I started getting it. I was in her ecosystem at that point. I started reading her emails, you know, commenting on her posts, kind of engaging a little bit. And again, this is one of the things that we teach you when we're trying when you work with us on building an online footprint. We want to very strategically help you choose who to interact with online because, you know, you want to be interacting with friends and people that never will work with you, right? I mean, I'm not saying don't do that, but you really want to have a process to how you engage with people online. So, and part of my process is always to do reach outs on the regular, but also to engage with other professionals, people that I think could be a good partner for me down the road, people who I think there might be a collaboration or something in the future. You just can't ever burn too many bridges when you're in business, okay? And it's worth your time to really invest and build relationships with other people. So we decided at some point that that's what we would do. But in the meantime, I got in her ecosystem. I bought a couple of her masterclasses because I realized I can always learn from other people. And Erin has built an amazing business and she really knows what she's talking about. And so, you know, I made a decision a long time ago that from a business perspective and really from a personal perspective too, that I want to be surrounding myself with people who are going places, people who kind of speak my language, people who challenge me, who kind of, you know, show me all the amazing things that you can create when you go all in on yourself and your business. So this sort of went on all through last year. And then I get a message from her one day in my inbox. What is it going to take to get you to go on retreat with me? And I know Erin's probably listening to this episode. And I kind of laughed a little bit when I got that message. And I thought, that's a really good question. Because I had sort of thought at some point that I would do it. But I sort of had this crazy story, like so many of us that are business owners. I got to wait for the time to be right. I got to wait until I have a break. I got to wait until I don't have a lot of things going on. I mean, let's be honest, when is that really going to happen, right? If you're an entrepreneur, most of the time, you're probably pretty busy. Your calendar's probably pretty full, and you probably have really strong boundaries in place where you protect your free time, the time with your family, the time that you give yourself off, vacation time, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I'm sitting here telling myself that, and then I get this message. And I thought, I think that's something I really need to look at. I think I need to challenge that thought that I have that I can figure it out. I always figure it out. I've been in business a long time. I can figure it out. So I started following her trips a little bit closer, her retreats. I started looking at the dates, you know, that she did a retreat, a couple, you know, three retreats last year. None of the dates really lined up for me. So I sort of made a point. I told myself, in 2025, I'm going to see if I can make this happen. So when she came out with her 2025 schedule, I took a look, and there was one in February in Palm Beach. And those dates didn't work for me because I was actually on retreat at that same time with my mastermind clients at my lake house. For those of you that want to know more about that, you can just feel free to send me a message about that. If you are in my mastermind or work with me privately on your business, I do give you the opportunity to join me on one of my business retreats. So I couldn't be that. And then she came out with her, she started promoting her Champagne, France retreat, which was the May dates. And we always do a retreat in the Keys in early May. It's something I've done for years and years. Really, the only time I haven't been in Key West over the last several years during the month of May was the COVID year, when nobody, unless you lived in Key West, were in the Keys then, right? So I knew I was going to be in the Keys the beginning of May. And so at first, I thought those dates don't work for me. And let's be honest, I mean, it's a fairly reasonable and accurate, you know, assumption to make. Most anyone would look at those dates and think that's probably a little too much travel. But I really started challenging that with myself. I started deciding and telling myself, I think I could probably make this work. And Erin kept reaching out to me. She literally would not leave it alone. She sent me half a dozen emails. She sent me some voice messages, you know, a couple of messages in Facebook. Hey, I'd really like for you to join us. We've got a couple private rooms left. Then she came back to me and said, I've got one more spot and it's yours if you want it. And I just kept sitting there asking myself, can I really make this work? And finally, I pulled the trigger and said, I'm going. I don't know how I'm going to figure it out, but I will. I'll figure it out. So I put the dates on my calendar. I found a flight and I started making plans to go. And this was in March. So I started lining up my calendar, kind of, you know, preparing my clients and kind of thinking ahead of time, you know, what am I going to need to do to give myself kind of a seamless and stress-free month so that I'm not worried about being away from my business? Now, I've gotten a lot better about that. But as you know, as an entrepreneur, it's kind of a work in progress. You kind of have to build the business model that will support your lifestyle. But you have to understand that it is a work in progress. But at the same time, you don't want to sacrifice on that. And so having a lot of free and open time is very important to me because for years and years, I didn't give myself that. I worked around the clock, owning a successful gym and studio, and I had clients around the clock. And I made a point when I changed my business model, particularly because I had to rebuild after the pandemic, that I was going to do things different. And one of the things that I do now very strategically throughout the year is give myself this open time, whether it's to go on vacation, whether it's to go on a retreat myself, or whether it's just to give myself what I call CEO time, which is not time that's front-facing, meaning I'm in front of clients. So on top of that, we're gone quite a bit throughout the year doing our own retreats. Now, that's not really vacation, that's work. But at the same time, I'm still away from my office during that time. So I've been very strategic about putting systems in place to support me for that. So I started thinking that, I'm going to do this. And so I signed up, I took the last spot, and so immediately I got put into a Voxer thread, which is, if you don't know what Voxer is, it's a free app that you can put on your phone. And it's like a little walkie-talkie. And immediately the communication started with all the other retreat participants. And I was really very pleasantly surprised at this because we do this with our clients, but we really don't do this until we get close to retreat and after retreat. But immediately the conversation was going, was talking about looking forward to meeting you. You know, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to plan on. And the other thing that really impressed me was how organized everything was. It was every week I would get an email about what was coming. And there were a couple of calls where you could go and learn about not only what we're going to do on the retreat, but what you could expect and what you needed to pack and how you needed to plan your travel. And it was very helpful. And it's not that we don't do that here at CU Fitness, because we do. But it's always helpful for you to see how someone else does something similar to you, right? And so for me, not only was I giving myself the opportunity to go on an amazing retreat, a luxury retreat, right? And a beautiful French chateau with a chef providing meals and all the little extras, but I was also giving myself an opportunity to see how someone else was doing it. which, let's be honest, if you're in business, you always want to be doing that because this is how we get better at what we do. This, and not only that, but you actually get to build a relationship with somebody else. So this whole time, you know, this 8 weeks or so leading up to the retreat is this preparation time. And so I'm getting messages from some of the other women that are going to be there. There was a Voxer thread that I was invited to with three other ladies about buying train tickets and going in on a rental car once we got to Paris. And so I immediately felt like I was part of the group, even though I didn't know anybody. And a lot of these women already knew each other because they're in Erin's retreat membership, which is one of her offers that she has. So I immediately felt like I was part of the group, which I think is really important. You know, regardless of if you're going on a retreat or not, you want to feel like you're part of a group. You don't want to feel like you're just a number or you're just checking a box in somebody's business metrics, right? So we get up close to the retreat. It's, you know, travel day. So my flight left on May 16th, which was Friday. I was flying from Raleigh, Durham, where I live, up to Philadelphia and from Philadelphia over to Paris. And so once I left the States, which was actually a masterclass in resilience. I mean, there were two canceled flights because there was a lot of crazy weather. I ended up spending 24 hours in the Philadelphia airport before I could even get to Paris. And then on top of that, once I got to Paris, I had missed my train and the next train was full. And it was a little bit of a hassle to change my ticket. So I decided to rent a car and drive in a foreign country, which is something I've never done. So it was a lot of opportunity for expansion and for growth and for stretching my own boundaries, which if you think about it, that's exactly what we teach you on retreat. So it's really important as a leader to always be walking your walk, to always be making yourself an example of what it is that you teach. Because I'm sitting here taking people through retreats and asking them to stretch their boundaries. And what does it look like when I'm not doing that, right? So this whole travel experience was giving myself an opportunity to do just that. So once I got to the retreat, I was greeted by Erin's retreat and operations coordinator, which is a gentleman that's a partner in her business, who was great. He took my bag. He showed me to my room. He immediately helped me relax, which, think about it. When you're a retreat leader and you're greeting your guests, you want them to feel relaxed right away. Travel is stressful. Travel is kind of a crapshoot these days, in case you haven't noticed. So it's really key that you give people an opportunity to kind of decompress a little bit. So Erin made sure that we all got massages the day we arrived, which was lovely. And then we were able to settle in and have a beautiful dinner that first night. It's what she calls her commencement dinner. And it's where we all get to dress up. We have this amazing three-course meal. We get to talk amongst each other about what we want to get out of the retreat. So it's really kind of an opportunity to really kind of meet and greet, but on an accelerated scale. And so all throughout the week, we had workshops. We had really carefully planned excursions. We got to go see the private collection of Dom Perignon, which is an amazing champagne house in the Champagne region. And if you, no doubt, you've probably heard of Dom Perignon. It's very expensive, but it's very good champagne. It's very top quality. So we got to tour the private collection. We got to tour some of the local champagne vineyards. We got to spend some time together as a group. And we also got a personalized photo shoot with a retreat photographer who was part of the experience, which was amazing. So all in all, not only was this a great experience for me as a retreat leader to observe, but it was also a chance for me to be a participant. And I cannot stress how important that is for you and your business. If you have any intention of doing retreats, you must be a participant on a regular basis, because we forget what it feels like to learn. We forget what it feels like to be a beginner. We forget what it feels like to be in the chair where we're being poured into versus being the one leading and holding the other people in your experience. It's very important that you give yourself the opportunity to do that. And so what I want to share with you now are probably three of my biggest takeaways. And at the end of the takeaway, what I want to share is what I kind of call my combined takeaway. It's kind of a personal takeaway for me. And I really like to get in here and record these episodes after I've been to events or after I've done things, because I always want you to know what's going on with me, what's going on in my mind, what's going on behind the scenes as I go through these experiences, because I never want you to feel like I'm holding anything back. I'm really not a gatekeeper. And if you know me, you know that I'm very upfront. I'm very direct. I don't beat around the bush. I don't think there's any good done when you do that. Okay. I always want to be an open book. And I do that because not only do I want you to believe in what we're doing, but I want you to feel free to always reach out if you have questions or concerns or anything that you're not sure about. You know that our door is always open. This is one of the reasons why I'm so transparent. I just really believe in it. And I really admire other business owners who can do the same thing. It's not always easy kind of pulling the curtain back and saying, this is what's really going on. But I really feel important. I really feel strongly about that. I think it's very important that we set the example and that if you're a business owner, that you are transparent on not just your processes, but what's gotten you to where you are. Because I think in today's world, it really builds what I call the trust factor. It really builds kind of that trust deficit that's really exists a lot in the business world today. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body. This is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there. Right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the AllisonK2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. Here are my three takeaways from being a participant at the Champagne, France Luxury and Business Retreats Experience, which happened last week. The dates were May 17th through May the 22nd. And so here are my big takeaways and what I really want you to walk away from this episode with. Number one is that disconnection is a growth strategy. Okay. How many times have you thought or believed that you have to stay busy or you're not going to be successful? Right? Raise your hand. I'm raising my hand too, in case you're wondering. I used to believe that. And I used to do it all the time in my business. There's this sort of this bullshit thought that we think as business owners that if we're not in front of clients and generating income, that our business isn't going to go anywhere. And if you think about where a thought like that comes from, it comes from a tremendous place of scarcity. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to say I don't really have those thoughts anymore because I do. But what I've learned over the last few years is just how to work with it different. And that what I figured out is when I come back from a retreat, when I go to an event, when I invest in myself and give myself an opportunity to disconnect, I come back refreshed. I come back energized. I come back with new ideas, new inspiration, and I feel like I can show up better in my business because you really can't pour from an empty cup. And I know a lot of people talk about that. It's sort of thrown around like it's a commodity, but it's true. And if you allow yourself to get work to the bone and constantly stay busy, nose to the grindstone, whatever you want to call it, you will end up burning yourself out. And I know this because it happened to me. There was a very short period of time a few years ago where I was feeling very burned out in my business. And I've talked very openly about that here. And what I figured out is that it's not about working harder and longer. It's about working smarter, but it's also about taking care of yourself. And the great irony in the room is, as a health and fitness professional, you would think I would have that down, but I've learned. And I think we all sort of have to go through that process where we have to learn what works. And I really feel like I have a process dialed in now, where I give myself a lot of time to disconnect because it's important. It is a revenue and growth building strategy. Okay. So when you disconnect, you actually allow yourself to speed up. You actually get more done. So it's not about, you know, how do I fit more time in my day? How do I get more tasks done? How do I make sure that my checklist is completely checked off at the end of the day? It's not about that. It's about how can I redirect my energy? It's about how can I disconnect in order to speed up? How can you slow down to really speed up? It's a really novel concept if you think about it. So that's my first takeaway, because over these 5 days, not only did I give myself an opportunity to disconnect, but I have new ideas I'm working on right now. I have new people, new approaches that I came up with for a couple of new clients. There's just so much benefit to doing that. And it really does allow you to recharge your batteries. And it's so important when you're building a business, and it's important in your personal life too. So that's my first takeaway. My second takeaway is that relationships are a real source of revenue. Now, when you're in business, you must be of the mindset to build relationships with people, even if they never intend to buy from you or work with you, okay? One of the things I learned when I started my business back in 1997 is that it is really about who you know. And when I worked for a chain of health clubs when I first got out of school, that was one of the things that my owner and my boss taught me really well, was get to know people, talk to people, ask questions, get to know them. And that will serve you well no matter what you do in business. And I've never forgotten that advice. And so even today, in a world of online, you know, connections where everything feels so impersonal, it's very important that you actually have real conversations with people. And one of the best ways to do that is in person with other people. This is one of the reasons why we're so passionate here at CU Fitness and the Allison K Agency about doing retreats. It gives you an opportunity to really connect with people in person and talk with them and get to know them and find out what it is that they need. Because when you help other people succeed, you will be more successful. And so relationships are very, very important to me. It's how I've been able to be so successful. Because when I think about when I first started, there was no social media. The internet was barely becoming a thing. I think I had gotten my first email address like the year before I started my business, right? Because it just wasn't the way that we communicated. But nowadays, everything is like that. We're meeting people on social media instead of in person. We're meeting people through website connections. We're meeting people through an email connect, right? I probably get at least a couple of emails every day saying, hey, Allison, I want to introduce you to so-and-so. And it's in an email. It's not in person. It's not having a conversation. Now, you know, Zoom and a lot of the streaming technology has helped alleviate some of that, but it still doesn't replace being in person. And giving yourself an opportunity where you can make real live connections and build those connections is like gold in your business. It's gold in your life in general, but it's really gold in your business. Because think about it. When you want to go look for something, what is it that you ask for? You usually ask for a recommendation or a referral, right? And yet those referrals don't happen unless you've built relationships with people. So your relationships in your business are a source of revenue, okay? And I just don't really know any other way to be more clear than that. When I think over the last several years since being online and the virtual space has literally exploded, more than half of my new business has come from relationships that I've built. Often those relationships are not with the person that I built the relationship with. It's come through them, right? So there's real value in getting to know people, even if they never become a client. So understand that is super important, that you really can't afford not to have time in your day set aside to build relationships. One of the things that we teach you when you work with us on our rule of three footprint plan is how to do reach outs and how to have those conversations. Is so important that you do that, that you actually connect with people every day. And they can be with people that you already know. They can be with people that you're already working with. But the reason for that is that it gets you in the habit. It gets you used to doing it. It gets to where it feels easy to you. And so that is what's super important and what I want you to understand, okay? And then my last takeaway, and I've already sort of alluded to this, but I'm going to talk about it again, is how important it is to be a participant in an experience like this, okay? So if you're a coach or a leader and you take people on retreats or you involve people in transformative experiences, you have to understand that you can't always be the leader. You're really limiting your growth when you do that. And I don't even want to tell you how many people I've talked with over the last couple of years where I hear, I can't do it right now. I've got to wait until the time's right. I got to wait until I have the money. I've got to wait until the schedule works out or whatever. And let me just tell you, that is exactly why, if you're not where you want to be in your business, that you're where you are. You have to give yourself the opportunity to be a participant. You have to give yourself the opportunity to be a student. This is how we grow. This is how we learn. This is really how we become better leaders, okay? Because you get an opportunity to sit in the chair and be poured into. You get the opportunity to be taken care of. It's really important. I cannot stress how important this is. And it's not that I didn't already know it, but because it had been almost a year since I had been a participant on a retreat, it felt really good to do it again, right? And it's something up until now, well, really until now, that I've done fairly often in my business, even when the timing didn't really work out. I was in a mastermind for close to 5 years, and part of the mastermind was that we did retreats throughout the year. And that was the main reason I joined. And so having those experiences to invest in yourself and give yourself that opportunity to strategically disconnect is so important for your personal growth and for your business growth, okay? And being a participant is really what makes you a good leader. It's what makes you a better leader. So if you're thinking, well, I've already done it this year, I'm not going to do it again until next year, I'm really going to challenge you to rethink that. I really think that you should be in a put yourself in a position as soon as you can to do something like this regularly. One of the things I'm really trying to do is give myself these opportunities a couple times a year. Eventually, I want to be able to do more than that. And I know that I will because I'm already getting there. And so what I want you to understand is, if not now, then when are you going to do it? Think about that. Okay. So let me just recap what these three takeaways were, and then I'm going to give you my final personal takeaway. Disconnection is a growth strategy because slowing down is actually what helps you speed up. That's my first takeaway. My second takeaway is that relationships are a real source of revenue. Now, they take time and it's an investment, but it's an investment that always pays off because when you invest in other people, they will invest in you. And then my third takeaway is being a participant is an exercise and experience in expansion. This is what actually helps us become better at what we do when we allow ourselves to be a student rather than the teacher all the time. Give yourself that opportunity and do it as often as you can. You will not regret it. Now, my personal final takeaway, if you will, is sort of what I like to call the compound effect of all three of these things. Okay. And the reason that this is important is that this gives you an opportunity to create a real transformation for yourself. So for me, from this retreat experience, it wasn't just about these three things, because these three things are all uniquely important. But for me, when I think about the compound effect of all three of these things, not only have I come home a more experienced and better leader, but I'm actually feeling even more excited about what I've got to offer for the future. It's not that I didn't feel like it before, but I think sometimes when we get in our routine and we just keep going, right? And it's easy to do because we can get complacent. We forget what the real benefit is until you actually go and do it, right? So it's really easy to say, I'm going to work through the summer and then I'll take a break. I'm going to accomplish this goal and then I'm going to take a break. Now, let me just point something out here. What if you decided to give yourself an experience and be a participant and you actually got to your goal faster? Or you actually made more money in your business because of it? Or you actually, you know, achieved all of your business goals faster, or your personal goals for that matter, okay? When you invest in yourself, what you're doing is you're demonstrating and embodying, not just to yourself, but to other people too, why this is important to you and why this is a needle mover in your business and why this is a needle mover for other people. See, people have to see that we are willing to do the work that we talk about. People have to see that we walk the walk. It's easy to talk the talk, right? But people have to see that we're the example. Ultimately, that's why people just choose to buy from you, because they want the result that you offer. They want the result that you live. They want the result that you demonstrate on a day-to-day basis. We don't do that when we don't give ourselves opportunities to be students. Okay, so when you think about disconnection, building relationships, being in person with other people, and being a participant, think about what all three of those things do when they're all in the pot together, right? It really accelerates your growth. And that's the point I'm trying to make, is that it actually speeds you up. It actually moves you further down the road. Okay, so instead of thinking that this is an obstacle, what if you thought about it as a way to get to where you want to go further? It's like getting there at 25 miles an hour when you could get there at 50 miles an hour, right? That's going to cut your time in half, essentially. So it's the same basic principle, okay? So, you know, this is why retreats are different from vacations. It's why they're different from workshops, conferences, and all those in-person things that we see talked about online on a regular basis to help you build your business. Come to this summit, come to this seminar, come do this live Zoom session where we'll teach you this brand new technique. Now, all that's important, but those things alone are not going to help you build your business. It's actually being in the room with other people and letting yourself be the participant and giving yourself an opportunity to grow and be held and be led by somebody else that's going to actually help you grow more. Okay. And this is why a retreat is such a unique experience and why it really frustrates me when I see retreats put in the same bucket as a vacation or a girls' weekend or some other business event, because it's not that way, right? Retreats are those opportunities for you to go inward and be able to benefit from giving yourself an opportunity to grow. When you do that, you become a better leader. You become more successful in your business and you feel more fulfilled as a human being, okay? So that's what I got for you today. Having just come off of being a participant at an amazing luxury business retreat experience, it's definitely something I'm going to be doing again. It's something I'm going to be continuing to talk about here because it's really important, especially in the age today where everything's digital, everything is virtual. We literally have all kinds of AI tools to do everything for us in our business, okay? It doesn't replace in-person connection. And it doesn't replace the opportunity to go and be a participant at someone else's in-person experience. So think about that. It's the end of May when you're listening to this. So look at the rest of your year. Where can you make time to do this for yourself, right? And if that's you and you're thinking of that, I want to invite you to come on one of our retreats. We've got one at the end of the summer at my lake house. We're calling it Speak to Profit. It's a business-focused retreat, but it's an in-person experience. So it's going to accomplish all three of these things that I told you were my big takeaways. So if you want information on that, let me know, especially if you want to speak on stages and use speaking more in your business. The other experience you can join us for is our Italy experience this fall on the Amalfi Coast, where you can join me and my colleague, Andrea Caprio, who lives over in Italy. She's a health coach and she was a guest on my show last year. We're going to actually be recording another episode together next month where we're going to be talking a lot more about our retreat experience and what we're going to do. So you definitely want to listen out for that one. But if you're thinking that you want to just get out of the country and give yourself a chance to be a participant, then come and join us on that one. So that's what I got for you today. You can find links to both of these retreats in the show notes. You know, you can always reach out to me. My DMs are always open. Thank you so much for listening and for following. If you really enjoyed this episode and you want to share it with somebody, please feel free to copy the link and share it with them as a gift from me. We're on every major podcast platform there is. You can also reach out to me directly and we'll take care of that for you if you just tell us where you want it to go. And that's what I got for you this week, folks, on our podcast, Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. Some of my takeaways from being a participant at a luxury business retreat experience. So big shout out to Erin Haig and Luxury and Business Retreats for an amazing experience for all the amazing women that I got to meet and connect with. And I'm so looking forward to all of us doing it again. So that's what I got for you this week on the podcast, folks. We will see you next time.